This is spooky. This is spooky. That was my good song I had. That should be our new outro. This is spooky. This is spooky.
Yes. I love it.
And then we can put in the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da behind it. This is spooky. This is spooky.
Do you want me to harmonize?
Yeah.
I can't.
Spooky, spooky, spooky.
And a little bit of taint.
Call back.
What's your excuse?
Welcome.
So what's your excuse?
The podcast.
I am Megan.
And I'm Caitlin. And this is a podcast where we just talk about all the weird things in the world. And it's our excuse for being into weird, fucked up shit. I don't know. Paranormal's pretty spooky.
Yep.
And it's officially spooky season.
That's right.
Woo-hoo. Although I've been there for always.
Your entire life.
Yeah.
Today I was at Michael's and I saw a bag of limbs. Little yeah. baby doll limbs. I almost bought it for you.
Aw. That's
didn't,
so nice.
I didn't.
I do have a bowl of doll heads, ceramic
that's
doll
heads.
That's
why I almost bought it for you.
That is permanent decor.
Yeah.
Not just Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me. My mom sent me a picture of that haunted organ. You know what I should have used it for? Our Instagram.
Yeah. You know, it's an idea.
My phone has been DED dead. This week. So after, you remember I was telling you my speaker went out?
Uh-huh.
So Thursday, it spent most of the day on the Apple home screen and or just black.
That's neat.
And it still randomly shuts off.
Great.
Like I'll just be in the middle of something and then it's like, goodbye. Like it's dead, but it's at like 80% battery life.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to use my phone?
Well, my new phone's my coming in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I got the yellow iPhone 11.
Ooh,
and
see,
then I got a little pink case, so it would be pink lemonade.
I couldn't go with the 11. I couldn't afford it.
It was only like for Verizon had some sort of special where it was only like $5 more than the XR or something.
I regret switching.
And I was like, I'm going to get that. My mom also said, do you want this doll with no eyes?
Oh, my God.
Did I show you Annabelle?
No, don't. I don't need to see her.
Oh, wait, but this is a really good video.
No.
I want to show you. Please, please, please. It's not that scary.
No.
It's not that scary.
No, thank you.
Please.
So today.
Oh, but it's really good.
We are going to talk about. I don't.
Please.
No.
Please. It's not scary. Didn't. Whoa. He's not even there. Did it sound like our voices got quieter?
Not
Annabelle's
mine.
Interfering.
Yeah.
With
that
the
fucking
stuff.
Video away. So, how was your, do we want to talk about our weeks?
Oh, yeah. You go first.
Okay. I got a new phone, which is good news.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. It is the XR.
Get the red,
you
good.
Know.
Ooh, I like this
I can't
socket.
Afford. Thank you. Like I said, I can't afford the 11.
Yeah.
It was going to be like $20 extra. And I was like, I already had to cancel my gym membership to pay for this phone.
Yeah.
It's
cute. Where'd you get your case?
Target.
Oh, I need to go there.
Yeah. I also tweaked my back somehow. So that's great.
It's the worst pain.
Hyperextended my
knee. I have my TENS unit. Would you like to borrow it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to just come over to my house afterwards and get it?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah, it's real good.
But that's, it helps I mean, a pretty lot. Much it.
Well, I had a gun pulled on me.
Yeah.
Figured, y'all haven't heard this story, so maybe you want to hear.
Yeah.
anyways. I was driving home from Temple, Texas, on I-35 going 90 or nothing as I do in the left lane. And, you know, at one point there was an opening to the right and I said, well, maybe I'll just get around this and go 95. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm exaggerating. I probably wasn't going that fast, but probably I decided to go 80. So I probably was going 85 and then I decided to go 90 in that middle lane. Anyways, the gap that I, you know, chose to get into started closing eventually. So I said, well, I'm going to hop back into the left lane now. Been fun here. And so I did. And as I was starting to get over, you know, used my blinker, did not cut across three lanes of traffic. Everything was perfectly legal. Mm-hmm. Because while I am an aggressive driver, I still follow the law.
Yeah.
I do not cross solid lines. Don't do any of that shit. Always use my blinker. If people don't use their blinkers, it literally is like one of my biggest pet peeves, which pisses me off. So I was getting over, and all of a sudden, this expedition is trying to play bumper cars with me on I-35. Mm-hmm. We're going 90 miles an hour, and she is trying to straight up rear end my car. Like, when I say, like she was close.
Yeah.
Like, almost hit me. I fully believe she would have.
Yeah. Well, sounds like she absolutely would have.
And so I was like, what the fuck? And so I sped up because I was already halfway into the lane by the mm-hmm. time she tried to like hit me. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to finish getting over, bitch. And obviously this pissed me off. So once I successfully got into the left-hand lane, I rolled down my window and said, fuck you. Flipped her off, you know. Mm-hmm. This made her mad. So she got into, she at her next opening got around and matched me. And when I look over, there is a gun pointed at my face, at my car. And she is sitting there yelling, like, what are you doing? Pull over. We're going to settle this right now. Waving her gun around all crazy. And I was like, ma'am, I'm not going anywhere with you.
No, you just tried to, you
just pointed a gun at me. No, thanks.
I wish that you had just been like, no, thank you.
I'm good. Maybe next time. So then she's doing that. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Because that is the first time I've ever had a gun pointed at my face.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit scared because I was like, oh, shit, I could be dead right now. Mm-hmm. I could die if mm-hmm. she decides to pull that trigger. So scary. And as she's doing this, she then cuts me off and almost takes out the front end of my car. She's trying to like run me into the side median now, again, going like 90 miles an hour. And at this point, I had slowed down to try and like, I was like, bitch, okay, get away from me. Don't want to be near you. And once the initial shock wore off of having a gun pointed at me, I was like, oh shit, I got to catch up and get her license plate number mm-hmm. and call the police.
Yeah.
And I tried, but she was going like 120 because I went 97 miles an hour for about 10 minutes Oof. Before I said, okay, I'm going to die
yeah.
if I keep this up. Yeah. Like at this point. And I guess I found out other people had told me, they were like, you should have called the police and just described her vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I will be honest, my brain was not thinking that clearly.
Yeah.
I almost cried because I was like heavily overwhelmed. And then Chris was in the car. And so I was like, not going to cry. I was like, that's stupid. He's had guns pointed in his face all the time.
I don't know that it's stupid to cry about it.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
No.
But yeah, so that was pretty much my week that happened. And I was like, yeah, I got my eyebrows tattooed on.
Yeah, they look great.
And oh yeah, my hair's blue.
Yep.
Yeah, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Got it blue. Looks whole good. Brand new woman. Got
that's
me some
right.
freckies.
Yep.
Little freckles, blue mm-hmm. hair. Love it. I think I'm going to wear a yellow sweater for when I go to North Carolina. And I'm trying to decide if I should just go for it and channel all the Marge Simpson vibes.
I mean, it's an option.
I feel like people are going to associate it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, eh.
Well, do you have a green dress?
Well, I was thinking, I was like, I do have a green skirt, but it won't look good with this yellow. I was trying to figure it out, but
well,
alas, I'll just be Marge Simpson from the waist up.
Great.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell them what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah. So as we briefly alluded to in our last actual episode,
mm-hmm.
We were talking about shadow people and we
were talking about doppelgangers.
And doppelgangers.
Our last
that's
one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Doppelgangers. And, uh-huh. You know, it's essentially, it's either something or an alternate dimension or something, but whatever it is, it can take on the form of you.
Right.
And so skinwalkers are kind of similar in the fact that they are shape-shifting beings and can also mimic and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it'd be a pretty good transition into it, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of information here, and when we both... I've got some general history and then also a specific story that I researched.
I've got some general information and then a few short stories.
Cool. If you want to start with some general information, I'll pitch in.
Sure. So I found out some traditions believe that skinwalkers are born of benevolent medicine men who abused indigenous magic for evil. The medicine man is then given mythical powers of evil that vary from tradition to tradition, but the power all traditions mention is the ability to turn into or possess an animal or person. Other traditions believe a man, woman, or child can become a skinwalker. They should, or should they commit any kind of deep-seated taboo?
Like familial murder is one of the biggest ones, is if you murder a family member, then you can, because it's essentially like one of the most purest forms of evil.
Yeah.
I feel like. And so that is one of the ways to achieve this. And now, kind of backtracking, skinwalkers are heavily associated with the Navajo. And they, there's honestly not a lot of information about them because the Navajo is, they're pretty closed off about it because, well, it is heavily their religion and it's something they believe in strongly. And so they don't want to just like, talk about it.
And I think what I had read is that they believe that the more you talk about it, the more you bring them into
because
your life.
They can also, it said they can read minds.
Yeah.
And so the more that you're inviting them and saying, skinwalker. We're just come on in.
So
get here.
Well, because they, I know a lot of the Navajo like community. Was really upset with J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
For mentioning it in Harry Potter. And they, because they started to get questions about it and they were like, we don't talk about this.
Yeah.
We don't want to. We don't. It's dangerous. All of that.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else?
So,
to add
furthermore,
about that?
As to ways they can become one, it can also be, so it can be, you know, any gender, but it's said that also a, it is when a witch or shaman achieve the highest level of priesthood. And then it's essentially they are given this power to shapeshift. And then it is they turn to the dark side, essentially. Corrupts them, and then they use it for evil kind of purposes.
Yeah.
There's also other reasons that I found as to why that some say it was a gift from the gods to the Navajo people. And they said it was a gift to the gift from the gods to them for survival purposes, essentially to escape persecution and, you know, westernization of fucking America and coming in and stealing their land and, you know, really being god awful.
Yeah.
So it is also said that it was given to them for that purpose. But again, pretty much if you have the power to change form at will, I can see how quickly the human nature can just go sour with that, because it really just opens up a whole nother just realm of what you can access.
Yeah.
And sorts of privacy like can be used to invade that.
Yeah.
And get on all sorts of things. So it doesn't surprise me that it could easily turn evil very quickly.
Well, and the other thing I was going to say is that there is another legend that is connected. It says it's linked to pre-Columbian shamanism. It's I'm gonna fuck this up. Nahual?
Yeah, no idea.
And the word is derived from the word Nuali or Nahuali. I don't fucking know. Which means sorcerer or magician. In Mayan, Toltec, and Mexican cultures, the mythical creature plays different roles and can appear as a jaguar, coyote, hummingbird, or owl.
Yes, among owls other are big animals. Ones, which is has a lot of subties to Mexican culture.
Right.
There's also a phrase that I thought was interesting that there I wasn't even gonna attempt to write it or say it. But in like the Navajo culture, there is a phrase that they use that roughly translates to "with it he goes on all fours."
Yes, I saw that.
I was like, ooh, that's poetic as fuck. I like that. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to say about that, but I want to say that phrase.
Yeah.
But yeah, so oftentimes they can not only appear as like, so owls and dogs and wolves, they appear as coyotes a lot because they are commonly known in folklore as tricksters. And this, I mean, the whole idea of skinwalker is a deception. So that's kind of interesting. But they can also appear as people, your friends and family. And not only can they appear as them, they can mimic their voice.
Right.
In order to lure you over mm-hmm. and stuff, which is why whenever I had that one experience with Kiki,
yeah,
where I heard her meowing mm-hmm. from the dining room while she was very much so in my room, quiet eating.
Right.
That I, one of my immediate thoughts was a skinwalker.
Yeah.
Was trying, because then too, like, oh God, like, so they can take on the form of cats mm-hmm. as well. And I'm like, what if I hadn't noticed and like out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw her and it was actually it.
Yeah.
And just like walking around. And then like, so that way, what if she like never left my room that morning?
No.
And that did. And it was trying to get me into the darker part of the house.
Yeah.
Like, it gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Because like there was, I don't know, lots of, well, the skeptics that I know have been like, that's no. But like, there was something so evil.
Yeah.
In that house. Like I felt it. Mm-hmm. And I, like, I've never been more just covered in a sense of dread mm-hmm. than I was that morning. Like, I shit you not, I literally almost woke Chris up, Chris the girl, mm-hmm. at 3 a.m. And, like, can you imagine? Like, I hadn't even lived with her that long. And her goddamn roommate come in, bitch, we got to get up. There's some evil in the house. Let's go.
There's a skinwalker.
I think there's a skinwalker or a demon. So we need to leave. She would have been like, what? What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
I think, I know that she also heavily believes in this, you know, in the paranormal.
Yeah.
So I think she probably would have came with me.
Yeah.
She would have been like, oh, fuck. Like, if this bitch is, like, seriously waking me up, like,
yeah,
because that's a huge invasion of privacy,
right?
And of course it did happen at 3 a.m because I was on mm-hmm. my way to Starbucks, but I don't know, that's what freaks me out the most, is just thinking that, because there had to have been something. I mean, we heard weird scratches and stuff all the time in the house, especially in my other room. I do think it was related to rats as well. But there's so many stories where the skinwalker will just case the house, climb on top of the roof, and will like just scratch at the windows and the doors and stuff until it's let in. Oof. And so many times I just think back and I'm like, oh fuck, did we have like a case of that? I don't know. There was something off about that house though, heavily. Yeah. I mean, my brother had so many stories.
Yeah.
Just from the like week he stayed there.
Right.
We came home to kitchen cabinets open all the time. So I don't know. Anyways, they can mimic. So be careful. Do you have something?
Oh, I was going to say, one of the stories that I had looked up was in April of this year, residents of Okozoko.
I can see Atla? That word from here.
Okozoko Atla. Espinosa, Chiapas, were kept awake for several nights. I know I fucked that up, so I'm just going to keep talking through it.
Go for it.
Kept awake for several nights by the howling of a nahual they claim is half man and half wolf, and offered photos of claw marks on the ground as proof. In June, residents of Arriaga, also in the same area, captured a man who ran on all fours as they chased him through town. Video footage showed the partially clothed man in what appeared to be a jail cell, making strange braying noises and attempting to bite the bars. Residents say he was a Nahual and used witchcraft to turn himself into a wolf at night. While some internet users believe the video is proof that the creature exists, others, of course, suggest drugs, not witchcraft, were responsible for his behavior. Mm. So that's just something I always find it interesting whenever you can find different cultures.
Yeah. All coming together on like something too, which I mean, because then, I mean, it's like, something's transcending here.
Yeah.
So just going back to their appearance, something is always typically off about them. Mm-hmm. So that one, it was a man running on all fours. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times these dogs are seen to be running only on their hind legs, mm-hmm. which to me is just like,
Yeah, to me, I imagine that, and I'm like, funny. How cute.
This little dog.
How precious.
When they're like dancing for a treat, you know?
Yeah.
But like fast.
I just imagine them with like tap shoes on.
Yeah. Oh, God. If only that's how they looked.
It feels similar. Do you remember that movie, Mama?
Oh, yes.
And the girls, like, can I tell you, side note, I went and saw that with my roommates in San Marcos, who, like, obviously I hate now, but I came home and immediately tried to do that run. It's very difficult. It's almost like they used computers for it.
Almost.
It's almost like
what a wonderful world of technology.
Yeah. It's almost like they did not convince. It's almost like they didn't get these 4 and 6 year old girls to try and do that on their own.
And be like, can you do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have the part if you can't.
Fired.
Because there's clearly no other way
to make
you look like this.
You're never
going to
be anything in life.
You can't use your arms as if they're feet. Get the fuck out of here.
Out.
Oh, God.
But so there's always something off whether or not it's like the dog's running upright. I've heard a lot of tales about it being like essentially a dog, but with human hands. A lot of the times it's the eyes mm-hmm. that you look at them and it's just human eyes.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, like my cat looks, I swear it's just. Real person, you know?
Can I tell you
like
how many dogs I see that I'm like, you have them human eyes, creepo.
Yeah, Apollo.
But it's not.
Apollo
yeah,
had
like,
human eyes.
Dogs with human eyes are adorable.
Because when he turned his head or turned his eyes, there was so much white that would show.
Yeah.
I was like.
Dogs with human eyes are adorable. And really, it's not even the eyeballs for me. It's when you can see the pink around them. And I'm like, I don't want to see the skin around your eyes. I don't want to see your eyelids. Get the
fuck
straight
up think Apollo was like at that last level before he like becomes a human, you know, in reincarnation.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was there.
Yeah.
Just like in The Art of Racing in the Rain. You see that? Oh, God. I just bawl like a baby every time.
Did you read the book?
No, I didn't. Oh, speaking of
that,
though.
I never saw the movie. So, but you should read the
I'll
book.
I'll talk about that later. It just has that Milo.
Oh, yeah.
Guy in it.
Anyway, this is the episode where we fuck up all the words.
Can't say anything. But so going back to them running really fast though. Mm-hmm. So imagine that little dancy dog. They can. So first off, they can travel up to like 200 miles per day.
I thought you were gonna say per hour.
No.
And I was like, wow.
There has been tales where people are traveling and going about 60 miles an hour. All of a sudden they hear a tap on their window. And then it is a creature matching pace with their car.
Ugh, I'm gonna have nightmares.
When they slam on the brakes, the creature goes away.
I'm gonna have nightmares.
Yeah. So that's just terrifying to imagine this like thing.
Why did I agree?
Running next
to
the car.
Podcast.
Yeah. There was also, I read this, or I was listening to Kawabana. It's a Japanese horror podcast.
Oh.
And one of the first episodes, I don't remember the name because it's been such a long time, but it talks about this, like, essentially this wailing woman, I think, who is, like, shrouded and stuff. But, like, once you see her, it's, like, a bad omen. Mm-hmm. Like, you are going to disappear.
Yeah.
And so this guy... this tribe had it like contained to their area.
Yeah.
And anyways, this kid was traveling to go, he was just visiting his uncle or something. And anyways, everyone stepped in and they were like, oh, we got to protect this kid.
Yeah.
Because he saw her.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were trying to drive him out of city limits during the day. And at one point he said, like, he just had his head down. But he could hear, right outside the moving car, the lady was there, and he said he didn't even need to look to know that she was, like, just next to the vehicle outside. And that just freaks me out. So
no,
anything that can move
you.
That fast, I'm like, nope.
No.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass. Yay.
So do you have stories, or you want me to start with mine?
I do have lots of stories. I also have just other things that go in, just, like, the fact that they can enchant corpse dust.
Fuck right off.
Yeah. The skinwalkers are often seen in cemeteries because they can enchant, like, the dust, the ashes of a corpse, essentially. And they use it to create a poison in which way that they will, like, kind of control they're beings. One story that I heard that the grandmother was later found to have a bone lodged, a human bone that was not hers, lodged in her shoulder. And like, I was just thinking, I was like, I wonder if the poison dust, you know, was used to like kind of make the pain wear off so she didn't notice. But it's like a way that they can like target and keep their victims like almost like tagged, like marked, you know?
No, thank you.
Yeah. So don't ever get shot by a bone dart.
I will do my best.
Yeah.
I am horrified, first and foremost.
They're pretty scary.
Remind me to tell you about the nightmare I had the other night.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cover. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
There. You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me.
Looking for a job? Check out ResWrite.
ResWrite offers resumes, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles for individuals searching for new opportunities.
Resumes start at just $30.
Check out ResWrite.com for more info and use my code ResWriteRMN10 for 10% off all services.
Again, that is ResWriteRMN10, which is ResWriteRM as in mom, N as in nachos. 10. For 10% off all services. But nachos was a good thing.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Jasmine with the New Black Collective.
And what's up? It's Dave Yar from Change Waco.
Don't forget to subscribe to Stories of the Streets. Well, we'll be here every other week bringing you expert stories and also stories from local Wacoans.
Stories of the Streets is an association with the New Black Collective, Change Waco, and Rogue Media. Tell your friends, tell your family, shout out to the streets. Tune in as much as y'all can.
I'm going to start with one of my stories. And if we're being honest, I may have only done one.
That's okay. I researched a place.
Yes.
That has multiple stories in it.
Yes.
And so.
So do you want to start first then, since you have more stories?
I can.
That way it's not like me and then you and then you and then you. And
then yeah, sure. Pretty much the place that I researched is called Skinwalker Ranch. Mm-hmm. It is been described as like paranormal, just like multiverse melting pot. Like just, it's not only skinwalkers. It is actually one of the largest sites for UFO sightings like ever. Like as up to, I know someone researched it and they were able to get like 100 different accounts. And then there's been so many times where like the same UFO was witnessed by multiple people. So it's not just like paranormal, but it's also like heavily.
Hang on, buddy.
UFOs.
Would you not consider UFOs like paranormal?
Well, I would, but like, I mean,
if it was on the X-Files, I'm calling it paranormal.
That's true. But I don't know. They are otherworldly, but I feel like they're still
normal.
Yeah, not like, but like beings, you know.
See, yeah,
which paranormal I feel like is in like a whole nother realm to me, like almost not physical.
See, I guess we just differ on that.
I mean, I definitely
I would
consider
just call them paranormal. I would just lump it all in because I feel like anything that is
I guess it's because I'm not scared of them.
I guess it's because, I could be totally wrong on this. You should be. I could be totally wrong on this, but I guess I just consider the word paranormal like parallel to normal.
Yeah.
But that may not be the meaning at all.
Oh, well, that seems like probably the best meaning I've ever heard. So
I guess I would consider like UFOs and aliens parallel
to
normal
realm.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, yes, I believe that they are. Yeah. It's just in my brain, I don't like paranormal to me. I just think of like ghosts and creatures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not so much UFOs and aliens, just because I highly believe in all this stuff.
Yeah.
Have had actual encounters with ghosts, not had actual encounters with aliens. So you'd think I'd be less inclined to believe in them.
Well, you know.
But no, I mean, I just like, without a doubt in my mind, I'm like, no, there's fucking aliens. Yeah. Like, so.
Yeah.
And I do believe in ghosts also without a doubt. Yeah. But
absolutely.
I don't know. There's just some sort of disconnect in my mind where I don't lump them together with ghosts.
Yeah.
Again, probably because I'm not scared
fine.
Of them.
That's
I know
fine.
It should be
curious.
like Neil deGrasse Tyson once said. He said something about like how you should be so scared of aliens finding us, because if they have, that means there's not going to be any like War of the Worlds and like we possibly or Independence Day come up on top, because they found us. We haven't found them.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be a problem. Ugh. They are obviously much more intelligent than us and they will enslave us and destroy us.
Yep.
So I'm like, yeah, that's scary. Maybe I just don't think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, Skinwalker Ranch. It is also known as Sherman Ranch, but primarily actually just Skinwalker Ranch. Mm-hmm. It's about 512 acres southeast of Ballard, Utah. Utah, fun. But there's, said, loads of UFO sightings and just all sorts of paranormal stuff. So like disembodied voices to just weird mutilation of animals, stuff like that. And I wrote down a lot, but there's so much information on it that I just was like, I can't write this all down. So there's also different accounts. Some say 480 acre ranch, some say 512. I don't know if maybe it's just grown over time and these sources are slightly dated.
I mean, maybe they've purchased surrounding areas.
And it just keeps growing.
Then.
Yeah. But anyway, so the Shermans are the people who they're not the original owners, but not much is known of the original owners, but the Shermans are who then purchased it.
Right.
And when they first moved in the house on the property, they found doors and windows bolted shut from both inside and out. To keep
comforting.
Shit out. And they also found large chains for like clearly for restraint purposes. And they were like, fun. Mm-hmm. And they only were able to live there for 2 years before they were like, nope, we're noping the fuck out of here. Like, we can't handle this anymore. It was just the amount of sheer activity that made them leave. They heard everything from disembodied voices to stuff coming up missing. One of the accounts was like a hairbrush ending up in the freezer, which I'm like, that might not be paranormal.
I've
my phone
like that.
In the freezer
before. Sometimes I hear things and I'm like, I think maybe you were just tired.
I have also left I've flooded my house before, because somehow I think we've talked about this recently, I have a small problem with disassociating. And I think it's clearly been an issue for a long time, because about 5 years ago, I flooded my apartment by like, I got period blood on my underwear. And so I was going to soak them. I was going to soak them in the sink overnight, you know, just to like really make sure that blood got out.
Right.
And so I like stopped the sink up, you know, like pulled the little thingy, and then I was like, I gotta fill this up fast so I can go to bed.
Turned the water on full blast.
And at some point I just turned the light off, shut the door, and walked out. And I woke up to our like is a condo, so the downstairs area was like the ceiling had collapsed in some parts, and I got out of bed and my feet were all like covered in water mm-hmm. and stuff. I flooded it real bad. So if I can do that, you can leave your hairbrush in That's the freezer. Right.
That is correct.
But so stuff like that, that I was like, yeah. But then other things, like the fact that they saw this 6 foot or yeah, just giant, like dire wolf size wolf. Ooh. It was essentially invincible. They yeah. shot at it 6 times. And it did nothing.
So that's just something else back I read at them. Was that they're almost impossible to kill
yeah.
aside from with a bullet, which obviously that didn't fucking work.
I think it probably needs to be or some sort of enchanted
white
bullet.
Ash.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a story of that grandma who had the bone lodged yeah. in her. She tried to get rid of it by rolling her bullets in the fireplace mm-hmm. before she went and
yeah.
shot at it, but it disappeared. Yeah. And there, I've also heard that you
Did
can.
Did we read the same story?
Possibly. Does it talk about her bone being lodged, having a bone lodged in her?
I read a bunch of stories, so it may have been. I don't think that was the one I chose.
Okay.
But go ahead.
But the.
I'm sorry.
So this dire wolf, essentially, it was found mutilating their cattle, which another thing, 20% of their cattle in the 2 years that they lived there mm-hmm. had been mutilated. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were found without a single drop of blood left, mm-hmm. which is crazy too.
Yeah.
But this wolf, it just like had human like eyes. They shot at it 6 times. It did nothing. It just stared at them and then was like, bye.
Okay.
And so that is terrifying. That was one of the ones that they were like, okay, no, absolutely not. But like, it's essentially like the first day that they were on there, like they found people or they found wolves and stuff like hanging around the property.
Yeah.
And this is maybe not a wolf. Mm-hmm. But it, yeah, they the next owner. So after they moved out, because they were like nope, was this guy named Robert Bigelow, and he was this just like billionaire.
Male Gigolo.
Bigelow, that's right.
I'm really sorry,
but no. he turned it into. He essentially like hosted a paranormal research facility there.
Yeah,
and so his team, while they were there, they found portals to other dimensions, time slips, sentient mists. Which could have been a shadow person.
Yeah.
Because it was a black mist, but it had like intelligence
yeah.
in it. So the ideas of shadow people being thrown yeah. around with something. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
They also found things called water babies.
Excuse me? What are those?
So it could also have been a sort of skinwalker because it can mimic. But so essentially what they are is they're like in the lakes and they will cry for hours and hours and hours mimicking a baby's cry, and they'll do it like for hours. So that way you think that it's a real baby. And once you get close enough, they drag you into the lake and they will drown you.
Okay. Here's my question. Sirens. That wasn't a real question. Here's my word. Sirens.
Sirens? Question mark? Could be related. Maybe it's their babies.
Because they're that's in what training. Sirens did. But sirens they would go with those. They song.
They would have a pretty song.
A very yeah. beautiful song.
And they'd but be like, we're
how
the full mermaids.
How do we know that they never just cried to get a, you know, to trick you like that?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Very well could have been.
That yeah. sounds less creepy to me than water babies, if I'm being honest.
Water babies sounds weird.
It sounds like babies made of water.
Oh, yeah.
Not just like
I just
I'm
think
imagining
of little waterlogged potatoes, like babies.
Oh, no.
Just little.
That is not what I went with.
Spindly hair and stuff. Like, you know, like a drowned baby. That's
no,
what I
knew
I
what you meant. God. What I like is that you thought. You thought waterlogged potatoes wasn't clear enough for me that you had to just really go in. No, like drowned babies. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Freaky. So they found stuff like that. But here's where. Oh, the Shermans also found crop circles and stuff too. And they would hear voices in other languages outside their house, which I thought was just crazy. I was like, whoa. But eventually a government funded program bought the area and took it over. And it was called the Advanced Aviation Threat Protection Program or something like that. And so essentially they just came in and they were like, yeah, there's some real shit here. And so now you cannot access it at all.
Right. It's got like armed guards. Like a lot of them.
And so it's essentially like kind of like a little Area 51. And yeah, so that's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
When the government steps in. Or they're just all fooling with us to make us think. No, I'm just joking.
I hope our government has that kind of sense of humor, though.
They'd be like, they're like, fuckers.
The biggest secret that our country has.
Yeah.
It's all a lie.
It's all fake. We just had you go in.
Yeah.
But going back to Milo, Ventatapa. Ventataglio.
Ventriloquist. How do you say his name?
I have no idea. We'll have to Google it.
Milo, Milo.
Milo. I feel like I always said Milo.
I did too.
And then, but then I was like, I don't know. It looks like Milo.
You tell your story. I'm going to look up how to spell his name.
The whole idea of Skinwalker Ranch heavily reminded me of a movie that I watched called Devil's Gate. And it's a 2017 movie. It's got him in it.
Ventimiglia.
Is it Milo?
I don't know. I just went phonetic.
Okay. Ventimiglia. Anyways, Devil's Gate movie. It was a pretty good film. At some points I was like, ooh. And it kind of had me going for a second. Really on the edge of my seat. But it was like a long standing family secret where they were protecting essentially the existence of aliens, or they were protected enough to study the human race. And so it just, while I was reading it, all the things that kept popping up, because there was like weird stuff happening like that around the house and stuff, I was just like, this reminds me exactly of that movie. There are also several movies, documentaries, stuff on the History Channel all about Skinwalker Ranch. So I didn't watch any, but
cool.
I have listened to several podcasts, Two Girls One Ghost being one of the biggest ones. I think that was how I learned about Skinwalker Ranch originally. Yeah. And that's one of their early episodes, like episode 48. They're on like 130 now, plus all their encounters episodes. So this is a pretty early one.
Check them out. They're great.
They're fantastic. They're one of my favorites. Like, I definitely got a lot of my research for this from there. And then also just the interwebs. But yeah, that is... That's Skinwalker Ranch. And then I do have some, I have one little short story, which could be the same as yours. So I'll contribute.
So I found this. It is in first person. So it's as if I'm the person.
Love that.
I was spending a month with my cousins at my grandma's house.
That's exactly it.
August.
It's so fucking scary, though.
It is.
Oh, it had me at one point running past Annabelle in the kitchen because I was listening to it. And I was like, oh, I can't be near her. She's going to turn into one and start.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's scary. Ooh, buckle up, y'all. Grab your popcorn. That's good. You might be driving. Don't eat popcorn and drive.
Drowning. Don't my drown. Own spit.
Drink your Dr. Pepper. Coke. Diet Coke. I don't know where that came from.
I looked at you as if you had committed the highest offense sin. To me.
Cardinal sin. Is that what it's called?
So I don't know what that means.
I feel like that's Catholic, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yep. I'm just real bad at it.
I really thought you should know that one.
Yeah. Is it murder? Is that
the cardinal sin? It's when you murder a cardinal.
I don't think that's right.
I feel like I'm on something.
I don't know. Mike, look it up while we go. So I was spending a month with my cousins at my grandma's house. It was August and my cousins' ages ranged from 10 to 15. And I was the oldest, being 15. I was staying with a 10, 13, and 14-year-old. We stayed up telling scary stories often, but one night a few weeks in, we decided to make a campfire out back. My grandma's house is in a rural suburb. The neighbors aren't too far when you're driving down the road to her house, but in the backyard, it's thick forest with man-made paths through it. Each house is on a hill, so only part of the basement was actually underground. That isn't important until later, though. So we're towards... I'm sorry, I thought I saw a bug on my paper. So we're... We're towards the east side of her yard in a smallish patch of open land. You couldn't see the neighboring yards from there, and there was probably 3/4 of a mile to each side of us that belonged to my grandma. I don't know that I believe that it was that big. I think you were also just a child.
Yeah, that's like when I remembered my bike being like 3 stories tall.
Yeah.
And I got back to it 2 years later, and it was like this big.
Yeah.
I was like, well, is this a bike for ants?
So, nope, just a child.
Just a child.
It was maybe 11 at night, and we were playing Truth or Dare after telling scary stories, and my 14-year-old cousin dared me and the 13-year-old to go walk through the paths for 10 minutes or so. I said yes right away, as I wasn't easily scared and rather level-headed, but my younger cousin was a bit more hesitant. We didn't bring a flashlight because it wasn't pitch dark yet, and we could see enough to not die. We were walking through the paths for about 5 minutes and could barely see the fire through the trees. When we decided to turn in the middle of the path was... Oh, I'm sorry. We could barely see the fire through the trees when we decided to turn. In the middle of the path was a large dog-like creature, hunched over with its front hands 1 inch from the ground.
Yes. Yeah. Then...
Sounds
this one had the
cute now.
I think had the human-like hands too.
Yes. What I remembered most was how its eyes were so fucking bright white, and it was, it was humanoid dog-shaped with a human-like head, but a dog-like body, but human hands and feet. Mm-hmm. It looked right at us, and I know I was paralyzed with fear it as
so
it dashed
funny.
Away. Huh?
I'm imagining it.
Oh.
It's just like this arched fluffy dog back and then like a human head.
Yep. I was paralyzed with fear as it dashed away the opposite way from us towards a creek that ran through the yard. Eventually, my cousin and I screamed bloody fucking murder, and the other cousins and my grandma ran to us. I don't remember much here because I was really disoriented and couldn't think properly, but I did wake up in bed, so I assumed that I was brought up to the house. All the kids slept in the basement in a big room with sliding glass doors to the outside. As the room was on the side that wasn't underground, my bed was pressed against a big glass window, and I could see my cousins playing outside down below the house. Oh, down below. The house is in Michigan, so it gets slightly chilly even in the end of August. There was a slight breeze, so I put on a jacket and ran to join them outside, skipping breakfast, not wanting to miss out on anything fun. When I got down, I could tell they weren't playing, but rather running to get my grandma. Her dogs, both of them, were dead, ripped up. That night, we went to bed
just
early.
Like the cattle.
Mm-hmm. I woke up at maybe 2 a.m. because I felt something hit my head. My cousins were all sitting on the double bed opposite me on the other side of the room. There was 1 bunk bed and 2 double beds, the double beds for me and my 14-year-old cousin. They were being quiet and staring at me. The 13-year-old nodded his head toward the window. I froze. They all looked afraid. I turned my head slightly to the side and saw a really messed up looking face pressed to the window with gaping eyes looking down at me. I screamed so fucking loud and it bolted. My grandma called the police after I told her what had happened and they found nothing. I went home after that and I've never been there during the night again.
So
I cut out parts.
I also think, so they talked about 2 Girls, 1 Ghost, read that on that Skinwalker episode.
Damn it.
They also read this one.
I think we use the same source.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so I think this is actually a separate story, but she told them like back to back. So that's why I was like, oh, because then I was like, wait, no, these were 2 separate stories.
Yeah.
Essentially, another girl, she was at her grandma's house, and there was this stray dog that kept coming up to the house, and they noticed that all the other dogs around it were like, nope, no thank you. We don't want to be around this doggy. But so it just kept coming around, and then like one day it stopped for a while. And then they were doing something, and they noticed that at one point it was standing up like on top of a crate or something, on its hind legs, looking into the house with its like human-like eyes and stuff, staring at them. But the part that got me is the next day, it tried to, the girls were home alone while their grandma was at work and stuff. And they kept hearing the scratching around the house on the roof and just everywhere around. And then they heard it at the front door. Mm-hmm. And whenever they went to go look, they looked out the window and this dog had its paws wrapped around the door handle, like trying to get in. And so then one of the people in the house like opened the door and like chased in, was like, no, get away. Like, what are you doing? Get out of here. What are you? Kind of thing. And then as they were looking for it, once it, like, because the grandma came home and they realized like none of the dogs or no one else was freaking out because they thought mm-hmm. someone was trying to get in the house. They thought it was like their grandma would come home.
Yeah.
Wasn't turned out to be the skinwalker.
Yeah.
And then the grandma actually came home. And so they were trying to investigate and stuff. And they heard a barking, but it wasn't a bark. It was a human voice going like, orf, orf. Isn't that creepy though? Like, could you imagine? Like, it's like, ooh, you remember that one story where it's like, oh, this person was sleeping and their hand was over the bed and the dog would always lick it.
Stop.
Oh,
I can't.
That's and then they got that note nightmares. Saying like humans could lick too or something. That's what it reminds me of. Yeah. It's like touch something going like bark, bark, trying to like lure you over.
Yeah.
But probably a little not as friendly, like oof, oof. You know?
Well, now I'm scared. I don't know
how to be a dog. But like just the idea of something sitting there mimicking the sound is terrifying.
Yeah.
But then at one point they were back in, the grandma had been home and they looked out the window and there it was again, looking in, peering mm-hmm. in at them. And that's when the grandmother got the gun. She like said it, they were Navajo.
Yeah.
And so she like said a Navajo like prayer and stuff, bless the bullets.
Yeah.
And rolled them around in the white ash mm-hmm. and then tried to shoot. But when she went out there, nothing was there. So then they had the shaman come out and that's when the shaman found the bone dart essentially in her shoulder and she hadn't noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. I don't like thinking of a dog like wrapping its hands around, you know?
No, thanks.
Freaky. Anyways, so this has basically been a retelling of the Skinwalker episode.
Yeah. Two girls, one ghost.
Welcome. So, no, just kidding. But we had a different spin on it.
Yeah. So you have a quick listener story?
Yeah, quick listener story. So this story is from Tony Soto. AKA Art by Tony on Instagram. He is a tattoo artist here in Waco. Yes. He's actually tattooed both of us.
By him. Yes.
I need to go to my other Instagram account. Anyways, big shout out to him. He came over the other day and had a private shopping experience with Sloppy Seconds mm-hmm. in which he, got to shop all the menswear that I have that I just haven't been able to like photograph yet.
Yeah.
And so that was cool that he came over and he, you know, he left with like four shirts or something.
Yeah.
So he got quite a bit. So very sweet. Thanks to him for supporting me. But so he gave me this possession story. And he said, I'm going to try and keep it concise.
Part of me is like, should I leave and go pee during this story?
No, it's not going to be. It's not that long.
You know, I hate possessions.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
Go on.
We'll see. But yeah, so here we go. He says, so my brother is 8, I believe, and is on vacation staying at our grandmother's house. He's retelling.
I realize, yes.
It's when his brother was 8, because his brother is older than him. And so he said, at this time, my Aunt Jenny was also living with them. He said, so one day my grandmother and aunt get into a fight about Jenny's promiscuous ways.
Ooh.
The fight escalates to the point where my aunt, thrusts and like pushes and kind of attacks her mom
mm-hmm.
essentially. And so he says at this point, my brother comes in and tries to protect her and does so successfully by hitting my aunt with a rolling pin. Shit. At 8 years old, you're probably not going to be able to stand a chance against an adult. So you got to have some sort of weapon. But it says after this, my aunt's kicked out of the house and life goes back to normal. 2 nights go by and my grandmother wakes up to my brother sleepwalking. In his hand, he's walking with a chef's knife and stabbing thin air and making weird patterns in his steps, almost like a weird pace. Scared, my grandmother yells out for him to go back to bed and he does so.
Like, take that knife back to bed.
Go back to bed. Go sleep with your knife. Ooh, but that's like creepy that his steps are a weird pattern.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Says, next night, my grandmother, worried about my brother, decides for him to sleep in her room.
No, thank you.
He had a knife.
How about you just lock him into his own room and from the said, outside?
Bye-bye. Then you get the chains from Skinwalker Ranch and you chain them up.
Right. Yes.
They knew what to do. And so
more people should lock up their children.
They sleepwalk. Lock them up.
Get them out of there.
Demons. Says, anyway, my grandmother now is awoken to his brother hovering over her bed with the same knife. See, we knew this would happen. She runs and
I don't know why I decided to talk mid yawn. I was agreeing. I said,
It says she runs away and his brother does not give chase. Eventually he comes to and goes back to the bed with no memory of his actions. Chase. Yeah, I know. That's good words, huh?
That was. Good job.
A couple more nights go by and at this point his grandmother's worried. Things seem to be okay, but for her safety, she starts locking up my brother in his room when he goes to bed. That's right, Grandma. You know. Now just get them chains and you're set.
Oh my God.
Draw a little salt line under the door.
Oh my God.
So anyway, as the story goes, my brother escaped his room one night. My brother escaped his room one night and climbed on the ledge of his window. My grandmother hears him making noise and rushes to the room and sees my brother in her eyes trying to jump. She pulls him in. At this point, my grandmother has had enough and is convinced an evil spirit is doing this to her grandson. He said, in Puerto Rico, we have a lot of witchcraft that we call the brujería.
Brujería.
Uh-huh. It's sort of voodoo in nature, but anyway, mm-hmm. I just always know bruja is witch.
Yeah.
In nature, but my grandmother seeks out a friend of hers that dabbles in it and explains to her that she believes that my brother was cursed and that someone is seeking revenge on him and her. So this witch lady, this bruja, asks for the two of them to come over and they will perform a ritual to break the curse. And he says, from what I'm told, my brother was asked to strip naked and had to give a piece of his hair. The hair was then fed to a chicken. Chicken was then sacrificed and the blood of the chicken was smeared on my brother. That's traumatic as fuck. After this, he no longer slept walk, but as you can guess, they believe my aunt had cursed them. And to this day, they still don't talk. Yeah, the aunt that fought. That's crazy.
Here's what I wish. I wish that they were on good terms again.
She's like, oh, sorry.
Remember that time that you had to get chicken blood rubbed on you? My bad.
That was totally my fault. It seemed like a good idea at the time. But, you know, we live and we learn.
Yeah. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. That was a fantastic story.
Yeah.
I immediately responded to him and was like, yes, oh my God, I love this. I hadn't read it till just now. I wanted my reactions to be authentic. So
yeah,
I lied to you then, Tony, but I can now stand behind my words that I loved it.
Great.
And the worst.
Wonderful.
But yeah, so we actually are starting to get in quite a few listener stories. Yeah. We have plans for that. So Just you wait. But I think that concludes today's episode.
That does. Yeah. Except I needed to tell you about my dream.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. I wasn't sure if that was an on or off air thing.
It's very short. Okay. It's very short. Basically, I had a dream that someone tried to give me a flu shot and she stabbed me in the neck with it and was just like, sit still. That's all.
I don't like that.
And it was a big ass needle and it was like there. And I was in my sleep and I remember being like, ugh.
Yikes.
Oh, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Oh, that's scary.
So that's all. Anyways, follow us on Instagram.
That's right. You can find us at What's Your Excuse Podcast.
No spaces.
Sorry, I got a text message. I got distracted. What's Your Excuse Podcast with no spaces or apostrophes.
That's right. You can shoot us an email
at What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com.
You can find us on Facebook.
That's right. And that's What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes because there.
We're not animals.
That's right.
And you can also support us on Patreon, and that is patreon.com/whatsyourexcusepodcast, We do want to thank our patrons today.
So Amanda, many lovelies.
Amanda and Brian.
Yeah.
Amanda will know how to say that Milo guy's name. She's good. She likes Gilmore Girls.
Oh, Gilmore Girls. Yeah. That's how I knew him too.
She'll correct me, I'm sure.
He was my favorite. Enough to know his real name. He was my favorite boyfriend. Yeah. He was.
I mean, I think they should have ended up off air conversation. Okay. So Amanda and Brian,
we also have Vanessa Seitz.
We have Brandon.
That's right, Brandon. Get your name first up in the list now.
That's right.
You've been the first one. We also have Shelby.
And we have Jeffrey.
And Madison. And I feel like there's someone else. Oh God. If we forgot you, we're sorry. We should have a list.
We really should.
Believe it or not, we're really thankful for you guys.
We really are.
You guys help a lot with just all the stuff that we need to do. And we appreciate your support because obviously if you're donating to us, you listen.
You're going to realize that we've forgotten a name.
Yep.
I think we just went out of order.
Yeah, we did. See, normally we forget Brandon.
Yeah.
So. Now, here we are remembering him. Threw us off. Brandon, we got to forget you.
Yeah.
Bye, on the regular.
Bitch. Thank you for your money.
We love him.
But that is it.
As always, we're in the lovely Rogue Media Network studios.
Sorry.
You can thank Mike the God for all of our fantastic sounding voices that, you know, he's got to work a lot to make us sound good.
That's right.
So. He laughs because he knows.
He knows.
But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And stay tuned for more spooky. Yay.
What was the outro song again?
Spooky, 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 spooky. No, that's not it.
This is spooky. This is spooky.
This is spooky. This is spooky. That's good.
All right, bye.
And then spooky, 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 spooky. That's the other one. Okay.
Your excuse.
Hang on, buddy.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's all, folks.
All right.
I'm a piggy. Goodbye.